Aircheckdownloads.com.
I can't remember where, but I remember over the weekend reading that there's a big Euromart for records. And, you know, there are millions and millions of people that still collect records and CDs and what have you. In particular, records, though, because records are becoming rarer and rarer as the advent of CD and DAT really takes hold. So that makes records bought at record marts all the more expensive. And in fact, one of the big new music papers has a record collector's pullout thing now, which is quite interesting. Yeah. And it got me thinking, I wonder if there's a record that you've always wanted to get hold of that you haven't been able to get hold of. Maybe somebody listening might even send it to you. What about it, Emmy?
Well, actually, no. It's a particular record that no one could ever send me because I lost it at a party. I would like my very first copy of Oliver's Army by Elvis Costello back. Now, I know it's just gone the way. It'll never return and that's it. But the copy I actually have, which I'm going to admit to a terrible piece of anorectum, when Elvis came in, I actually got him to sign it.
Oh, yeah.
That was my second copy of Oliver's Army, and only I know it's a second copy. I bought it the day after I lost the first copy at a party.
God.
But I would love that particular copy back because, I don't know, it's always stuck in my mind. Damn, I haven't got the real one. And I said, like, Elvis, because of course I was in tears. Elvis, I've got to
All right, that's enough now. Thank you. There's a record that I want to get hold of, which was on the Wand label, and it was a tune called Give Up Your Guns. And I think it was by a Dutch group called The Boys. I had a copy of it about 8 years ago. And I did a program with Kid Jensen about it years ago. And then the thing went missing. It's called Give Up Your Guns. And it's all about a guy who just decides that he's going to turn himself in. He lives in this shack out in the prairie there with his girlfriend. He's a kind of a, you know, one of these bad guys. And he decides to turn himself in. And it's Give Up Your Guns. And I'm after that one. What about you, Claire?
I can't get sentimental about records.
Can't you?
No, not at all.
No.
I hate them.
Thank you for your contribution.
I get dragged round to record fairs every other week by my boyfriend, and I hate them.
Oh, really?
Hate them.
Is he a bit of a record fair freak?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
So much.
What's your favourite all-time
record? No, don't do this to me.
You can tell us. It's okay.
I couldn't think of one.
Couldn't think of one?
Maybe 10, but not one.
What would be in your top 10?
Oh, everything. Prince, prefabs.
Oh, you're going to see prefabs for
tonight? I'm not old enough to be like all that old stuff.
I should say that Claire is only 9.
And a half.
Lovely. And what about you, Rich?
Well, there was one that Andy Partridge of XTC formed a band. Now, what were they called? They did the song...
Dukes of Stratosphere.
The Dukes of Stratosphere. And they did a song called You're a Good Man, Arnold Brown. And they were kind of, it was like a kind of brass band affair. It was a really funny, good song. And I saw that on one of the Saturday Morning Children shows about 4 years ago. It came at the same time as New Order's True Faith, which is why I remember it.
Yeah.
I had True Faith on my video, and then this is the video for this.
Right.
And I've looked around for that, and I can't find that. That or the original on A&M of Anarchy in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can't get hold of. Well,
only a few copies. Yeah. What about you, Nikki?
I think it's You're Too Good to Be True by Queenstown Gang. And it reminds me of low school discos and dancing out the bedroom.
You're Too Good to Be True.
Yeah, I think it might have been a cover version. I'm sure it was by
Boys Town Gang.
Oh, you're just too good to be true.
Yeah.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, Nikki, really?
Pilot,
you're talking January.
Please, let's not talk about Pilot, please.
All right, let's get out of it then, eh?
Aircheckdownloads.com.